Yes,
hi, Benjamin Jackson. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Busy. Normal. I hate AI.
Yeah. Can you hear me pretty good?
I hear you fine.
Okay. So I got, how many minutes we got?
Oh, whatever. Okay. So I've interviewed you before. All right. So anyway, I've interviewed you before, and the interview is on our website on our countyfairgrounds.net entertainers page.
Right.
So I'm calling you to find out what's new and exciting since we interviewed you last.
Well, what's new? Well, the hypnosis show is still going strong. Not much new with it other than we've changed a couple of things, some new bits that I come up with. But the karaoke show, which is my second show, that's what I've actually been working on the end of last year. So that's what I have new. And basically what it is I decided to combine, back in the day they used to have the booth that you go inside and you make your own music video. And they had those back in the day. So what I did was I took my stage and turned it into a karaoke stage. So we added some disco lighting, special effects, spark machines, fog machines to shoot up. We got top-of-the-line sound. And what it is instead of just karaoke, it's mostly the experience. You get up on the stage and you can sing, you can dance. If you don't know how to sing and don't want to sing, you can lip sync to your favorite song. And basically, you're going to put on a show for the audience under the lighting and the special effects. So it's mostly the experience, and people are really loving it.
So where did that idea come from? I've never seen one like that before.
No, and the thing was, I was trying to come up with a second show to do where I could use my stage without having to go out and buy a bunch of different things. So I was at a bar where I live in Fort Lauderdale, and they were doing karaoke. And what really got me wanting to do this is the fact that back in the day when you did karaoke, you had to go through a songbook and flip pages and try to find a song. Well, now you can take your smartphone and just scan a QR code, and the song list comes up on your phone, and you select a song, and it goes automatically to the DJ booth. And your name comes up, and all the DJ has to do is push play. So it was like, okay, I need a subscription for this. And all I needed was some more lighting. I already had everything else. So I just came up with the whole idea of combining. I always wanted to do the music video thing back in the day. So I said, let me just utilize the stage and make it seem like they're the performer. And I got the backdrop and everything and put it to work in November at the fair at Margate in Broward County, Florida. And it was a big hit. I mean, everybody was trying it. I mean, everybody was getting up there singing, whether they knew how to sing or whether they didn't. I've had one, a couple of people get up there and just dance to a music video. They didn't even sing. They just danced to it. And people love it. So it's definitely a hit.
Okay, so what was the first time that you did it?
Oh, I just did it for the Margate Fair, which opened just the week before Thanksgiving. It was a three-week fair. That was the only time it's been up, actually. So now it looks like it may be going to the Erie County Fair. The Big E is interested in it. It's definitely doing the Alabama State Fair Spring, which will be this March, and going right into the Atlanta Fair in Spring, which is in April, and then it's going to Memphis in May, and it's going back to Margate in the year. So far, it's got booked probably 5 or 6 fairs this year already. So we're excited about it.
Okay, so when you book this particular event, you're booking it by itself, right?
Right. When I do the three spots in the spring, the Georgia, Birmingham, and Memphis, and Margate, it's both the hypnosis show and the karaoke, so they'll be on the same stage. So when I'm not doing my hypnosis show, then I switch the stage over to karaoke, which is just taking the chairs over and putting another banner, putting the backdrop up, which will... it'll be rolled up when I do my show. We'll just drop it back down. And then we put the TV out front. So other than that, that's all we really got to do.
Okay. So, and then you have an audience that sits out in front of the stage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Same audience that would sit out for the hypnosis show. They'll sit there and people come over to the DJ booth. They put the song down that they're going to sing or want to perform. And when it's their turn, they get the mic, they go up. Now, one thing we're also doing with that is we have a video package. Now, when you come up and sing, of course, you got regular lighting and you got the sound, of course. But we do a video package where the customer pays a little, they actually pay for the video package. What that does is actually gives you the special effects and all the dancing lighting, and we record it, and we put it on our YouTube page, and of course we give you a copy. You can get the link and download it off of social media, and that's what we do there. And then there's a couple of fairs I'm going to try and do it. We're going to do a competition where if you buy the video package, you'll be entered in the competition. Each night we'll pick a winner, like the best singer each night. And then at the end of the fair, we'll pick one person each night. And at the end of the fair, the people must come back and they'll be present to win. And we're trying to do like a $500 cash prize to the actual winner. It'll range between $250 and $500, depending on how many people we get to do it. So it's kind of new, so I got to see how we're going to do on that part. But that's what's really going to, I think that's going to be good. We get to see people showcase their talent, make a little talent show out of it, and it gives them an incentive to want to do it, to win money, and then they come back to the end of the fair, and then we have a winner, and we can post that on our social media.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you know, I looked on your website before I called you, and I didn't see anything about this. Are you going to post this on your website?
Well, I don't want to really mix that with the hypnosis show. So I'm either going to come up with a new website for it. I mean, I have it on social media. I just started an Instagram page for it, but it has a YouTube page. I had a YouTube page for it before we started the fair market. So if you went on YouTube and you put in Be a Star Video Karaoke, you'd see all kinds of videos of people that was doing it at Margate. But I'm not sure if I want to do a website for it, or I just want to add a button to the hypnosis website. But I want people to go to the hypnosis page just for the hypnosis show and not for the karaoke. So it's going to be a set.
Oh, I think you should do its own website, but I think you should connect them so people know that it's you. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to think. I might just put a button on the hypnosis website, and then it goes straight to there.
Okay.
But yeah,
what do you think time-wise? How long, you know, you started a karaoke show, how many contestants will you have at one time?
You mean singing on stage together? I mean, at one
time? No, how many?
I'm not even sure, because I got to figure out what, you know, because I didn't want to run the karaoke during the daytime. I wanted to run it when it got dark because of the lighting and stuff. And then,
right,
of course, I do a hypnosis show at night, too. So let's say it gets dark at 6, fair closes at 12. Well, between that 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, between that 6 hours, I'm doing a show. I might be doing two shows, so that takes 2 hours out of the deal. So it might run for 3 to 4 hours a day, depending on the fair, depending on how they want to pay for it, because the fair does pay for it because it is a show. And, you know, like if I'm at, say, Erie County Fair, it's normally busy all day, every day. So the karaoke probably would run most of the day. So it all depends, you know, how we run it. But typically, if you run it for 1 hour, you figure each song, but by the time a person come up there and start and then they finish, you figure 5 minutes. So 5 minutes, you know, and you got an hour, 60 minutes, you have to do the math there.
Boy, Benjamin, that sounds like... It sounds really neat, but do you have a good crew? Because it's confusing.
Yeah, so I have my nephew who is already a DJ. And by the way, he has a Michael Jackson tribute show. He has been studying Michael Jackson since he was 5, and he puts on a really good show. So I have him. He's a DJ, so he does all the lighting and sound. And then my manager, he does all the song picking and does all the recording, the videos. You know, so, yeah, I have a definitely good crew, and of course, they've been with me for years. My manager's been with me for 5 years. My nephew's been around me since, you know, even longer than that. I want to know.
Yeah.
So, but the karaoke is really, they really love that. They really love it.
I've never seen, you know, I interview a lot of people in a lot of county fairs and state fairs and stuff, but I've never seen a karaoke show at a fair like this before. Have you?
No, you know, there's fairs that have karaoke, but they don't go to the extreme far, the lighting and the sound and making it look like they're performing.
Yeah,
this is definitely different, and it's got good video and good pictures I have of it. So that's what makes it very unique. A lot of people want to get up and perform in front of people, make it seem like they're the band or the star. And when you get that video package, you know, you can have two or three singers up there at one time. We were also thinking about getting some... getting like a guitar, getting not a real guitar, but trying to get one similar to real where people can look like they're in a band. You know, somebody might be singing and in a drum set or whatever, and somebody would come up and they pretend like they, you know, play an instrument. So might even have costumes next. Somebody want to do a country song, some cowboy hats. I mean, we're gonna try to go as far as we can with this, but we're gonna add a little bit at a time.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, it sounds like fun. So where do people reach you if they're interested in booking this?
So you're going to email me. You still reach me doing the hypnosis and stuff. So actually, I made an LLC last year. So Jackson Productions 2023@gmail.com.
Okay, all right. All right, because I'm sure that some of the fairers, after they listen to this, might want to book this.
Oh, I'm sure. It's true. And if you sell alcohol at the fair, that makes it even better. You know how they go. Alcohol and karaoke go hand in hand. But my last fair, that fair that I just did, the only fair I done with it last year at the end, we did not have alcohol, and there was just as much people wanting to get up there and sing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get this posted, and we'll get this posted. You know, Benjamin, you left a way to contact you, so maybe people will get a hold of you, and I think you'll get a bunch more bookings.
I really appreciate that.